1-800-611-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I had hoped, as you know, that we could have gotten to the floor this week, but we're not quite there. But I think we've got a really good chance of getting there. It'll just take us a little bit longer.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking to reporters after a gathering of Republican senators at the White House with President Trump. McConnell thinking they'll get the bill through.
Everybody around the table is interested in getting the yes, interested in getting an outcome, because we know the status quo is simply unacceptable, unsustainable, and no action is just not an option.
President Trump is wasting no time in running for re-election. The president officially launches his 2020 re-election campaign tonight with a fundraiser at the Trump International Hotel in Washington. The campaign has already raised millions through the sale of Make America Great Again merchandise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, buy either Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand at the Home Depot and get a free refill. Good news for you. Final notice for bugs or weeds. Protect your home inside and out from insects or kill weeds right where they stand, right down to the root. Either way, you'll come out ahead and bugs and weeds will be out of luck. Get a free refill with Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in select stores. Limit 2 discounts per customer.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone is going to be called in front of Congress to testify. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Stone's attorney said that Stone will appear in a closed hearing on July the 24th. Stone is expected to be asked about his ties with Russia and WikiLeaks. Stone has said he wanted to testify publicly about Russia. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman met privately with the committee on Tuesday. The Russian hack of John Podesta's emails and subsequent release on WikiLeaks played a big role in the election.
The FBI has made an announcement that a man from Montana, Richard Gathercole, is the long-sought AK-47 bandit who is suspected of holding up at least 6 banks in 5 states.
I think we're all in agreement that this case was a priority from the start. The AK-47 bandit was public enemy number one in terms of bank robbers.
Short life for a Ten Commandments monument displayed at the Arkansas Capitol in Little Rock. Authorities say a man drove his car into the granite monument this morning, destroying it less than 24 hours after it was installed. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
A series of town halls are going to be held by comedian Bill Cosby now being called off. Here's the story.
Cosby's spokesman said the 79-year-old comedian had plans to warn young people about sexual assault allegations over the course of 5 to 7 town hall meetings this summer. Last weekend, Cosby's spokesman and his attorney both said the town hall's purpose was to restore Cosby's image instead of discussing sexual assault. However, now Cosby's attorney is saying the town halls likely won't happen at all because of the criminal charges the actor is facing. He currently faces 3 charges of an aggravated indecent assault for allegedly drugging and assaulting Andrea Constand in 2004. The first trial in the Constand case ended in a mistrial with a hung jury.
A new report out concerning deaths that are, well, preventable. It's not a good report. Here's Chris Barnes.
A new report from the National Safety Council says deaths by causes that can be prevented surged more than 7% in 2015, the last year for which they have complete data. They rose that year to 146,000. The report saying the pace of preventable death is ramping up because of opioid use and car accidents involving drivers who are distracted by mobile devices. The group says accidents that can be prevented cost the U.S. over $850 billion each year. I'm Chris Barnes.
The creator of the popular children's book character Paddington Bear has died. Author Michael Bond died yesterday at his home in England. Bond was 91. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Airport in Kiev and its metro network all impacted. Russia's largest oil exporter also attacked. And some U.S. companies also report being impacted, among them Merck Pharmaceuticals. Assuming you can get online, you can find us at usaradio.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin now suing the New York Times for defamation over an editorial connecting her political action committee to the 2011 mass shooting that wounded Arizona Democrat Gabrielle Giffords. The lawsuit was filed in Manhattan federal court yesterday. An editorial the day after the shooting of the Representative Steve Scalise accused Palin of political incitement ahead of that 2011 shooting. The paper later issued a correction and an apology on Twitter, but Palin is suing anyway. The U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing New Jersey's challenge to a federal ban on sports gambling in all but four states. Tom Roberts has that story.
New Jersey wants to overturn the 1992 Sports Protection Act, which prohibits sports betting in all states except Nevada, Delaware, Montana, and Oregon. Governor Chris Christie is pushing for the change to help New Jersey's economy. Legal experts say a victory could pave the way for legal betting in other states. The High Court is expected to take up the case later this year.
And it's a social media milestone. More than a fourth of all the people on the planet are now on Facebook. CEO Mark Zuckerberg announcing yesterday that 2 billion people use Facebook at least once a month. And remember, as we like to remind you, you can find us online when you're not Facebooking at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, 65 degrees. Clear skies, no chance of rain right now. It is June 28th, 2017. Sunny and highs in the upper 70s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Can't get a better forecast than that. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Southwest winds 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly sunny on Friday, it'll be humid with highs in the upper 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, the 1st of July, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 80s, chance of rain 40%. Mostly cloudy on Sunday in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny on the 3rd. Highs in the mid-80s, and the first forecast for July 4th, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain 30%. Temperatures in our area? Well, it's 65 over in Raritan, 60 in Hillsboro, 62 in Ringos, 60 in Kingwood, 59 in Stockton, 57 in Asbury, 64 in Easton, 61 in Tewksbury, 70 over in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
With songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears.
There is nothing like a day. Nothing else is
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C. You're coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We are all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. This is some songs, excerpts from Rodgers and Hammerstein. We'll cover that a little bit later on in the show, but tremendous amount of a book of and compilation of all the different great songs that we have grown up with as part of Broadway and musicals. It is 10 after 8. It's time for us to check traffic, see what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. I get my alerts from HERTTN.com. You can get them too. Just register with them. They'll send you the alerts via email, which you can check on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. The great thing is when you register, you will learn that you can pick the roads and highways in and out of Hunterdon County, plus you can pick the roads within Hunterdon County, so that you're getting specific updates for your commute and nothing more. Right now, there's nothing out there. Everybody is doing just fine. So let's keep it that way. I imagine we're starting to have a commuting letdown right now. A lot of people starting to plan on a long July 4th weekend. And so we might not have much traffic over the next couple of days, no doubt. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30, and we'll talk with her about the markets. Had a little drop yesterday. She had warned us about it, so we'll find out what's going on there. At 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane from D&L Travel. We go on vacation. We talk with Diane all about that from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. The rest of the show, an eclectic mix of trivia, information, news, and the like. We'll get you all the information we can from 9 to 10. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pragmatic loves kids and feels that it's really important that we learn to bring up kids in a new environment, because they're more technologically savvy and kind of more connected and more emotionally attached than ever before. So it's a different world out there, and we as parents need to learn how to work with the kids in the environment that they're growing up in. It's not like ours. And Kim talks about all the techniques and brings on really unique guests to help you understand how to do just that. Raising Conscious Kids Radio, 11 to 12 on Hunt Chamber Radio. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll is on from noon to 1. Ruth gives us an hour of essentially therapy. She talks all about the things that we might be afflicted with that have to do with our psyche, our emotions, and some of the warning signs that we might need some help. And she gives you some techniques to handle it. So she talks all about that from noon to 1 as part of her practice 30-plus years here in Flemington. So Ruth Altamara Roll, Counselor Chat with Ruth. It's Modern Design. Rich Scuderi comes in from 2 to 3, and Rich does interior design for us. He does it on a dime. gives you a fresh look for your interiors, but he doesn't blow the budget, finds some unique things to do, gives you the latest trends, and even helps you with some of the challenges that you're facing. So if you send Rich an email, a text, a tweet, catch him on Facebook, catch him on Twitter, he'll take your question and he'll answer it on the radio. So give Rich a call, get in touch with Rich, and you can have your interior design commented on and worked on by Rich Scuderi on Modern Design. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4. Jeannie Murphy brings unique people on to talk and learn about as part of her stable of folks that we need to are up-and-comers as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And finally, The Human Side with David White and Art Nevins, talking about all the eclectic behavior that humans possess and act out on. And Dave is up in Boston, so he's probably going to call in. Art Nevins has asked me to sit in with him, so we'll be chatting all about unique articles kind of on the fringe and having a little friendly debate about what those things mean. That's The Human Side on 4 to 5 from on huntshimmery.com. That's the entire lineup. It's all there on the huntshimmery.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle on the radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with huntshimmery.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, Junior Walker and the All-Stars up in me with BrandyLax.com. Celebration services for the month, week, and day. It's Dairy Alternatives Month. It's Dementia Care Professionals Month. We have Huntington Medical Center on the air and NAMI of Huntington in two languages on Huntington Chamber Radio to help people with that. Effective Communication Month. Entrepreneurs, Do-It-Yourself Marketing Month. Want some tips? Check out Laura Cummins. She is of Nine Dots. She helps everybody with social media and marketing. Fashion and Colonial Virginia Month. Fireworks Safety Month. Please, folks, if you don't know what you're doing, July 4th is not the time to figure it out. Georgia Blueberry Month, Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Month, and Book Month. International Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. International Men's Month. International Surf Music Month. Dairy Month. June is Lane Courtesy Month. June is Perennial Gardening Month. And June is Turkey Lovers Month. Men's Health Education and Awareness Month. And Ruth Altamura Roll did a show 2 weeks ago in which she took care of men's mental health for that. Migraine Awareness Month, National Accordion Awareness Month, and National Aphasia Awareness Month. Bathroom Reading Month and Camping Month. It's National Candy Month, Caribbean American Heritage Month. It's Congenital Cytomegalovirus Awareness Month. It's Fruit and Veggies Month. It's Iced Tea Month. And it's National Oceans Month, along with National Rivers Month. Looking at the week, fish are friends. They're not food week. National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. Todd Rainey's going to be on Friday to help us with that. National Prevention of Eye Injuries Awareness Week. And Roswell UFO Days starts tomorrow. For today, love it. It gets very sparse the end of the month. It's International Body Piercing Day. It's National Parchment Cooking Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. Junior Walker and the All-Stars helping me pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin reports on NJ Advanced Media. He reported it on, let's see what date it was, the 26th. And it's entitled, Hot Cars, Cool Rides, Welcome Summer to Hunterdon County. So we have a lot of these going on. A lot of unique car shows that are also fundraisers. We love cars as Americans in our culture. We love to look at those old muscle cars. Something about it. It's very nostalgic, very invigorating. And Cars at the Park, a hot rod and custom car show sponsored by Glenn Gardner Fire Company No. 1, was held last Sunday at the Burroughs Recreation Field off of School Street. There were trophies for a variety of car classes and a final trophy that given to the best in show. Classes included Mopar, Ford and GM muscle cars, Corvette, Mustang, street rods, and stock trucks. The Lehigh Valley chapter of Pink Heels was also at the show with a pink fire truck named Sally. The organization helps raise funds for local women and their families affected by any health issue. People could also sign that truck. So, it's summer. We enjoy going out and walking in the summer breeze and being nostalgic, wearing nice, breathable clothing. And we like summer because summer also reminds us of history in the past. And one of the things that we love the most about history in the past is imagining ourselves in those old cars that we used to drive back in the 50s, 60s, and maybe even 70s. And so it's a great fundraiser. It helps the car owners. They get to mingle and have a nice little friendly competition. And it helps the organization that they help, which is getting a little fundraiser there, getting some awareness, and getting some funds to make sure that people in the community are being taken care of for one reason or another. In this case, obviously, the fire company and the pink in heels chapter of Pink Heels that we're looking for. Celebration observances, and that's vitamin C for today. We've only started summer, so it's obvious that there will be plenty more of those. We'll let you know when we get them. But if you missed out on that one, you got plenty more to go to over the next couple of months. What's happening with celebrity birthdays?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Well, a big shout out to my daughter, Galena. She turned 20 today. So I am officially out of the teendom. No more teens in my house, except for the cat. Happy birthday, Gala. Actor in Kick-Ass 2, Charlie Clapham is 26. Naturally Sadie, Jasmine Richards is 27. Costume designer, dancer, and Dancing with the Stars, Lacey Schwimmer is 29. Strange days at Blake Halsey. Hi, Shadia Simmons is 31. Country music singer Kelly Pickler is 31. Midnight movie Rebecca Brandes is 32. A Time to Kill, Raven Kelly is 32. Model TV personality of Billion Dollar Girl, Tamara Eccleston is 33. Model actress of Murder Set Pieces, Valerie Baber is 37. Producer of The Guild, an actress and con man, Felicia Day is 38. Elaine Tan is 38 from Inherent Voice. Nick Stevenson is 38 from The Sun, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Camille Guadi is 41. Barbarians Rising, Christy Mitchell is 43. Writer, producer, television personality, Rob Drydeck is 43. Face Off, Alexandra Nivoli is 45. Singer, dancer, actress, and Annie. Aline Quinn is 46. The Shield, A Million Dollar Baby. Benito Martinez is 46. From the a producer of Thank You for Not Smoking, an actor in Iron Man 2. Elon Musk is 46. General Hospital and The Last Castle. Steve Burton, 47. Mike White is 47 as well from The Good Girl. Tashina Arnold is 48 from Everybody Hates Chris. Avelette Zurer is 48 from Man of Steel. Danielle Brissaboy is 48. Good as It Gets. Singer-actor Cheyenne is 49. The Shawshank Redemption, Gil Bellows is 50. 51st birthday of Mary Stuart Masterson from Fried Green Tomatoes. Batman Begins, Sarah Stewart's 51. Being John Malkovich, John Cusack is 51. From Sideways, Jessica Hecht is 52. David Vicentin is 52 as well from Makeover Manor. Pro Football Hall of Famer John Elway is 57 today. Tierna Sutton is 54 from she's a jazz singer. Star Trek Into Darkness, Christopher Doohan is 58. Alicia Krieg is 63 from The Dark World. Lala Ward is 66. She's in Shade. And Doctor Who. Titanic, Kathy Bates is 69 from X-Men. Bruce Davison is 71. Comedian, impressionist, actor in soap, and TV host of Bizarre, the John Biner Comedy Hour. John Biner is 79. Comedian, actor, producer, director of Spaceballs, The Producers, Blazing Saddles. Mel Brooks is 91 today. All the great movies and plays and stories that he has created for us. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonradio.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment. Michelle Heidi's up next.
Husband don't know what he's done.
kids don't know what's wrong with mom. She can't say, they can't see. Putting it down to another bad day. Daddy don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with mom. So this is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're going to continue the discussions within our conference on the differences that we have that we're continuing to try to litigate.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying that after conceding there are not currently enough votes to pass the Senate Republicans' health care bill. So the vote that he had hoped would come tomorrow will now be coming after the 4th of July break. Republican Senator Susan Collins says she is still skeptical she'll be able to sign on to any version of that proposed plan.
It's difficult for me to see how any tinkering is going to satisfy my fundamental and deep concerns about the impact of the bill.
Amtrak service is currently suspended between Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia after two trespassers were struck and killed by a train late last night. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, we got Michelle Heide from Patton Heide and Associates on the phone. We talk with her about investments in the market. Good morning, Michelle. How is it going?
Yeah, everything's going well on this beautiful Wednesday morning.
Yes, ma'am. It's beautiful out there. It's just not very much humidity and beautiful sunshine. And I imagine the roads have gotten a little quieter. People starting to plan on on a long, long, long weekend.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. I know. Next week's interesting because, yeah, with the holiday being on Tuesday, I think a lot of people have pretty much checked off Monday off the list and are turning it into an extra long weekend. But
well,
I won't.
But that begs the question. I always ask you this because, for whatever reason, Wall Street gets vacations backwards or something. So,
yes.
So I assume they're off on July 4th. Is it a shortened trading day on the 3rd, or are they going full?
I'm pretty sure they're going full day on the 3rd,
right.
But I'm not positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes it even more interesting because as you said, a lot of the traders and even the home traders are checking out. And so makes it light volume, and when you have light volume, you usually have a little bit more volatility in the pricing.
Exactly. So we'll see. So,
right.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we have, 3 days left in the month of June, and so far it's looking like, you know, pretty okay month.
All right.
We should all feel better since Janet Yellen made some remarks yesterday in London that she did not expect to see another financial crisis for the rest of her lifetime. So we can all sleep better now.
Wait a minute. How old is Janet Yellen?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, what is her age? Let's see.
Okay.
So those are some interesting remarks, but obviously she's feeling optimistic about the state of the banking system at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We had mortgage applications coming in. They're down about 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So there continues to be, you know, it's interesting because there are a lot of people out buying homes, but it sounds like the average loan size has gotten lower because people that were buying the higher price ranged homes have hit their point of, well, if I can't find a home at this point, maybe I just will stop looking type of thing. So mortgage applications, again, are down approximately 6%.
Well, as it turns out, I have Joe Peters on every Thursday on real estate. And Joe is saying that the prices, the homes that are selling under 400,000, they're going rapidly. When a 400,000 or less home goes on the market, it's sold in no time. In fact, there's bidding wars on them. He said, any homes that are 500,000 or more, there's an inventory issue. People are not able to sell their house, therefore they're not able to go and buy another one. So that's the reason you're seeing, the lower priced mortgages, because the mortgage, the real estate market right now is bifurcated.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. All right. Let's see. UPS made an announcement that they are going to be freezing their pension plan for about 70,000 non-union employees. But that won't take effect until January of 2023, so they're at least giving plenty of notice. And they did mention at that point, you know, those employees will be offered a 401k plan, so they'll still be able to save for retirement. They'll just be doing it themselves rather than having the pension plan that the company has provided in the past.
Yep.
We had some earnings coming out this morning. We had General Mills reporting a 7.7% increase in profit. And they also announced that they're increasing their dividend to 49 cents a share from 48 cents a share. So they're continuing to do okay. You know, the fact that people are looking for healthier, whole food types of meals, you know, sometimes does affect some of the more processed types of companies, but it does sound like they're continuing as well to try and broaden their pipeline to remain competitive. And then on the home front, we had KB Homes coming in 7 cents above estimates. They also beat on the revenue side. So home building in general, most of them are continuing to stay positive as well. And then Blue Apron. Blue Apron announced a few weeks ago that they were going to be doing their initial public offering. They were previously pricing it somewhere between $15 and $17 a share.
Right.
Although it looks like now it'll be coming out at anywhere between $10 and $11 a share, and that's making its debut tomorrow on the New York Stock Exchange. That will trade under the ticker symbol APRN, like apron.
APRN.
It's interesting, though. They, you know, there are several companies that offer the food, you know, the food delivery service where you get the box and you make the food, but they said with Blue Apron, and it's probably true with most of them, you know, they entice people to take advantage of it, but half of the people who initially subscribe, cancel their memberships within 6 months. Mm-hmm. You know, that will continue to be a challenge.
Yeah.
And now with the possibility of Amazon buying Whole Foods and offering something similar, you know, that adds a little bit more competition to the market as well. So as with any IPO, you always want to make sure, even though it might initially sound like something that you really want to rush out and jump on, especially if you're a Blue Apron connoisseur, with IPOs, in many cases, you want to let the dust settle, you know, wait at least several months to see where the shares are going to trade and, you know, kind of see how things go.
Yeah, because that initial public offering, most of the time, you're not in the club.
Exactly.
Some folks have gotten their hands on the shares, have been allowed to purchase ahead of time. There's usually a run-up, then there's a pull-out, and everything drops, and then it settles to whatever it's supposed to be in the first place. So be careful.
Yeah.
That's exactly. If you're not in the club, you're just one of the pigeons that they're using.
Yep. Exactly. Perfect way to put that. When we take a look across the globe, we had the Asia Pacific region ending lower, although there are still several countries that haven't traded all week due to the end of the Ramadan holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We have European markets currently trading lower, although I mentioned yesterday Draghi's comments about continuing with their stimulus. Mm-hmm. However, they did mention that as things continue to improve and things have been showing improvement, mm-hmm. that they will start to, you know, to take away some of the Kool-Aid similar to what we've done here in the U.S. So, So Europe is currently trading a little bit lower. And here in the U.S., tech companies remain under pressure. I know some of the bigger tech names were down a bit in pre-market trading. Again, nothing crazy. But it'll be interesting to see. I think you mentioned this the other day that, you know, when it comes in terms of a normal market correction or normal volatility, you know, if the tech companies continue to remain under pressure short term, you know, will that affect the broader market and have, you know, that normal correction we've been looking for? You know, only time will tell. But so far this morning, a little bit of pressure there. Looks like we're going to open somewhat mixed this morning here in the U.S.
Yeah, cool. And that UPS announcement is a heck of a wake-up call. We went through a lot of this in the late 90s, early 2000s, where many companies had gotten out of the pension game and went into and made employees at least save for their through a 401k with some contribution by the business itself.
Right.
But it's constantly, you know, you just got to get awareness that the only person who's going to take care of you in your retirement is you. And
absolutely.
If UPS and all the other companies that you may have a pension with are still around and doing that when you actually do retire, consider that gravy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm quite fond. Honestly, you know, I'm getting a little older now, but I have been under the opinion that I'm not going to see any Social Security. If I happen to see it, that's great. But if I don't, I'm already planned for the fact it's not going to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's, you know, similar to a lot of our clients as well. You know, when I ask the question, "Do you want to include it?" Most of them say, "No. Let's see what we need to do, assuming it's not going to be there." And hey, if it's there, that's great. But I don't want to count on it.
Good, you know, for them.
I want to see what I need to do to do it all myself.
Yep.
So
good
yeah,
for them.
Yeah. Much more conservative way to plan for things, which in my opinion is always a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, it's something that you were promised way back when, but, you know, business is business, and the loyalty aspect of employment has disappeared almost entirely. So
yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So
all right.
So if you want to work on your retirement nest egg, give Pat and Heidi a call. They'll help you figure it all out, right?
Absolutely.
There you
go.
Especially
big awareness exercise.
Yeah, big awareness thing, especially women. I know, Michelle, you deal a lot with a female contingent that likes to talk with a knowledgeable woman. Some women like to just talk with women, so that's a great gig on your part that you and Joe represent two different parts of the business. But you're the front person for helping a lot of women who may be single or maybe widowed, and they need to work through it. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
Part of it is providing lots and lots of education so that they can make good decisions and feel good about those decisions that they make.
Great.
So.
That's great.
All right.
All right, madam. Thank you so much. Have a great day
thank
on this
you.
Beautiful
you
weather.
Too.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, the 29th.
Sounds good.
Have a good one.
Yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heidi, Pat and Heidi and Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show. They did it yesterday on HuntingChimbarrera.com. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChimbarrera.com. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes.
Wonder if you're out there somewhere thinking about me. And would you even recognize the woman that your little girl has grown up to be? 'Cause I look in the mirror and all I see.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Well, I think the bug is hitting now. It's getting into July. We're starting to think about summer vacation. Diane Lane is on the phone from D&L Travel. We talk vacation every Wednesday. Good morning,
good
Diane.
Good morning.
And you yourself need a vacation from one of them. It's been a heck of a ride for you.
With the kids and everything. It's been really unbelievable.
Neat. So what's on your mind this week? We had a great trip.
Well, like you've been saying, like everyone's been a little bit afraid to travel overseas.
Yeah.
And this spring they're saying that a lot of hot new summer destinations are Miami, Cancun, Fort Myers, early North America. Like, people are staying home. They're staycations, they're calling them.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're seeing Miami and the beach, Las Vegas, Cancun and London, Honolulu, New York, San Juan, Los Angeles. I think that is why the airlines, even though it's a celebration, they're added, like United added more lines going over to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
So And a lot of people are starting to call about going to Hawaii because, hey, you know what? If you can put up with the flight or you take the time to stop and bop, you know, go to L.A. and then go over to Hawaii and then come back and sell it, it kind of breaks it up. It's not such a long flight.
Yeah.
But Orlando still ranks high for sightseeing, especially for the kids.
Yeah, it's quite a place.
And it's the long summer tourism because they get out early in Florida, but they go back to school early.
Yeah. Which means it's a great opportunity for you from the East Coast to go down the last 2 weeks of August.
Yeah, the last two. Yeah, anybody. But at the same token, if you have kids that are active in school activities, band, sports, they're already in school the last 2 weeks of August just to get prepped before school starts.
That's true. Yes,
it is. And some of the schools are starting, if Labor Day is late, they're starting the last week of August, the first week of September.
Uh-huh.
The kids are in, and then they're back out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to have to start eventually do the trimester set up, because almost two-thirds of the United States is on a trimester system.
Yeah.
We're the last holdouts here.
Well, we're the last holdouts because we have a very entrenched teacher union.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to see the light someday.
Yep. But like this year, 4th of July is a long weekend.
Yes, it is.
You know, like some people are leaving June 30th and they're not coming back till Wednesday.
Well, some people have checked out already.
Make it a long 5-day weekend.
Yeah, seriously.
So
I mean,
the hotels are taking advantage of that. So they're not saying it's a 3-day weekend. It's a 4-day weekend. You must book.
No, it's 5. Because you already see it on the commute. I don't have anything on my on the traffic right now.
Okay.
So everybody, there's no congestion. There's nobody on the roads.
Yeah. The kids have been out early this year because we had no winter.
Right.
The winter days that they had to make up time.
Right.
So, and we're also into beautiful weather. Hello.
Yeah. So what would you do if you said a lot of hotels already booked? What would you do if you didn't think about it and you all of a sudden say I'm bolting out of here?
Well, that's tough because the bed and breakfasts would be next, but then they don't take children.
Uh-huh.
Renting an RV could be an option.
Okay.
Or go RVing and camping.
Mm-hmm. Whoop. We lost her. All right. Hang on a minute. We'll be right back with a little bit more of Good Morning Hunting. Something happened. Let me just cut away and we'll get back Diane in a second. Back?
I'm back.
All right. I don't know. We had a technical glitch. Somebody will tell me there's some orbital satellite that just caused that to happen, but that's a bunch of malarkey. It's just...
Right. Now, I got you on my cell phone. That's so weird.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we were talking about renting an RV and...
Yeah, I don't even know if that's an option. It might even be too late.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people were thinking the same way.
Right.
But the travel trends tend to be closer to home. Like, people are not going far. They're not going away because of what... And they're trying to...
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
If we make the slightest mistake, the slightest word is off, it is just an absolute tirade from... a lot of people in this room.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders lashing out at the media for their continued insistence on using false reports and unnamed sources in slamming the Trump administration.
We've been going on this Russia Trump hoax for the better part of a year now with no evidence of anything.
Six suspected members of ISIS in custody after a series of raids across Europe today. A suspected ISIS terror cell on the island of Majorca was shut down, and four alleged members were arrested, while two others arrested in the UK and Germany. The anti-terror operation targeted the suspects for raising funds and recruiting fighters for ISIS. Authorities say the investigations linking the group to ISIS began in 2015 over a website. USA Radio News.
If you listen to the radio or watch TV, you'd think the world is about to end as we know it, especially from the commercials run by people selling gold. Well, here's a newsflash. While we may live in a world which has some uncertainty, investing in gold is not going to cure cancer, remove warts, or unwanted hair. What it will do is balance your retirement portfolio. Gold and other precious metals, they're a tool, just like treasury notes, mortgages, and other financial instruments. At Goldgate Capital, of course, they want to sell you gold, but they're not going to tell you that the economy is going to implode and that gold will save you, or that life as we know it will cease to exist. That's ridiculous. For one thing, the companies which mine gold today are big, publicly held companies, and we're pretty sure that the last thing they want to see happen is an economic collapse. If you call Goldgate Capital at 800-734-3401, they'll send you a book that explains the options and reasons you should put part of your portfolio into gold. 800-734-3401 for Gold Gate Capital.
A man convicted of supporting ISIS is going to be spending the rest of his life in prison. Here's Chris Barnes.
Justin Sullivan pleading guilty in November to providing material to support ISIS by purchasing weapons and planning to kill hundreds of people. FBI agent Carrie Farley.
A murderous plot that was serious and imminent based upon our investigation.
Agent Farley says Sullivan wanted to create an Islamic State of North America. He's also been indicted for the murder of his neighbor and could face the death penalty if he's convicted of that. I'm Chris Barnes.
Pending home sales are falling in the U.S. as the supply of homes is becoming more scarce. The National Association of Realtors Pending Home Sales Index dropped 0.8% month to month and is now 1.7% lower than May of last year. Chief Economist for the Realtors tell CNBC, while buyer interest is still strong, there are just not enough quality homes to satisfy demand. Potential homebuyers are being stalled by limited choices and climbing prices.